Friends, welcome back to The Schwitz. I'm Ben at Boy With No Job, and I'm here with Jack at Jack Not John, Vic at VWeb, and today we're going to be talking about the London series. That's right, baseball went to London, and the Yankees and Red Sox really put on a show for those fans. We're also going to be talking about the USA women's soccer team. They continue to dominate, and of course, we're going to talk about probably the greatest NBA free agency in the last 20 to 30 years. But first, boys, how was your weekend?
Fellas, I have not slept in 32 hours. You know, just the energy leading up to Sunday at 6 p.m. I've been up ever since. My Saturday was spent with Vic, where I think I passed out in someone's lawn. And after that brief little nap on some grass, I've been up. I've been glued to my phone. It's been Woj bomb after Woj bomb. And I'm anxious as I sit here waiting for the Claw to make up his fucking mind.
Well, passing out on the lawn is better than passing out in the pool. So I'm not sure which is worse.
Yeah, Vic.
You passed out in a pool?
Yeah, we had to get a lifeguard in there.
You could be dead.
Yeah. We had this real masculine, strong lifeguard just grab Vic and throw him right onto the floor and just the whole Heimlich, the CPR.
So what you're telling me is that Vic faked his own death in the pool.
Yes.
To be grabbed by that man.
Happy Pride Day.
And he did the Heimlich.
Happy Pride Day.
I mean, it wasn't
happy
my
Canada
fault.
Day. Yesterday was Pride Day.
And today is Canada Day.
Canada
Day. Vic, you're talking about how you died.
We're friends to the Great White North. But, I mean, I got pushed in probably five or six different times. One time I deserved it because I decided to pour rosé on someone's head. But everybody was joining in. It went from sun to rain. It was an absolute schwitz. I mean, Schwitz isn't even putting it. I basically had a coat of half sweat, half suntan lotion on my stomach at all times. It was a beautiful
great.
Sight. I'm painting
Who
a gorgeous
it?
Picture.
Yeah. Who designed that coat?
It must have smelled great.
Who designed that coat?
Me. That's a slick special right there.
Oh, shit. Designer.
It's like, it sort of looks like you're glistening at a certain point, and then you're like, wait a minute, that's like
I'll be honest, Vic, you always look better, like, looking back. In the moment, dude, it was sweat. You were, like, drooling from the right side of your mouth. It was not as pretty as you're making
Jesus
this coat of hair.
Sound. I've just come to accept the full dad bod status, and if it's hot, it's hot. I'm taking my shirt off. I'm drawing a line in the sand.
Thank God.
90 degrees.
Wait, there was sand?
UV index was there was sand in my eyes.
You are just on fire with these dad jokes.
Yeah, one eye going this way, one eye going that way.
It's just pretty. There's some serious jokes.
But I decided to end my Sunday on a very weird note. True Sunday scaries. Watch a scary movie for the first time. The Conjuring.
Jesus.
I don't recommend.
It's terrifying.
Really, it's horrifying. Very well done.
I got a text asking last night if I've seen The Conjuring.
Yeah.
Now I see why.
Yep.
You guys are asking for a little movie rec.
Well, don't worry. I'll tell you guys how my weekend was.
It
seems like none of you guys care. I was out in Kentucky. It was 97
degrees. That's what I asked
you. I
thought Hawaii, Kentucky.
Oh, I was like, why are you asking me if I was in Hawaii? Hawaii and Kentucky are very different.
No, they look. The horses are the same. It's the same breed.
The same breed of horse.
Spanish Maine.
Yes. I was out in Kentucky at wedding of the Vanderpump Rules cast members, Jax Taylor and Brittany. I guess her name is now Taylor because I don't remember her last name. And it was honestly a lot of fun. It was Kentucky's a crazy place.
You don't have to sugarcoat it. It was a great time. We weren't there. You let us know.
It was a great time. The weirdest thing, Kentucky's obviously known for its
bourbon.
Pig and bourbon. I had
Did you drink
for the first time ever. I had the Impossible Burger. And I had it in Kentucky. It was so good. I swear on my life.
How kosher of you.
No, it was non-kosher.
Why did they serve an Impossible Burger
in Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Do you know also that they're putting on a small showing of West Side Story in Kentucky?
Well, that's just their mini Broadway. Who's they, by the way?
I stayed right next to Rupp Arena. So I'm assuming that the Kentucky Wildcats students, I was going to say alum, but I don't think that they really stick around. Maybe they do.
Yeah, I've heard of them. It's the Kentucky Stomp Brigade. It's like an acting troupe.
Yes.
They travel around. It's a bunch of brothers and sisters, and they travel around the state performing West Side Story.
Yes, Vic had a minor role in there.
Minor role, Maria.
When was that? The summer of
Maria.
2013. Yeah, Vic did some time in Kentucky.
So I guess this means none of us actually saw the Yankees Red Sox.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yankees.
Oh, no, I did. I watched every single inning beginning to end because that was must-see TV. In case you guys missed it, 50 combined runs between the two teams in two games. There were 12 runs scored in the first inning of the first game. I literally turned on, I just looked. I'm like, holy shit, the Yankees are up 6-0. Game's over. 5 minutes later, it's 6-6.
Wow.
These are...
That's
I mean,
baseball.
That's not baseball.
That's not baseball.
That's London.
Huh?
That's 385 feet to center field. David Price got on the field, I think it was Thursday, and he goes, "This is smaller than my high school field."
It was tiny. And there was a huge black wall in center field. So apparently you could see the ball so clearly. Pitchers were at a serious disadvantage the entire
weekend. You could see with the pitch, because of the backdrop.
Perfect depth perception. They were killing the
Which
ball.
Which stadium was this at again?
London Stadium.
It looks gorgeous.
You know, it sucks. The British saw baseball like it's never been played. Like, this is not baseball. You don't get 25 runs a game in baseball.
Yep. And they kept making sure
Boy,
to say
do
that.
We have them fooled.
It was amazing. They kept saying, they're like, "We just want everybody to know that's not used to watching baseball.
It's not
actually fun.
It's not this fun."
No,
we promise you, it's boring.
It was so crazy. Joe Buck, every couple of minutes, was like, "Yeah, guys, this is not it."
Joe Buck needs a golf tournament ASAP. He needs to just—he can't stand commentating baseball. I mean, fucking sucks.
I mean, he gets paid a pretty penny. Oh,
but
I guess
now he gets paid to do golf too.
You think that's just an annual salary? So he's probably when he sees
I don't think it's
something
per game.
No, it's definitely not. Yeah, but I'm saying, so when he sees like something shitty on there, he's like, "Oh, fuck, I have to do this again
yeah. tonight."
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it was a huge success for the Yankees. Everybody in London now thinks the Yankees are. I mean, they don't have to think it. The Yankees are probably winning the World Series this year. That is not an opinion. That's
fact.
That's fact.
And you know what's getting lost? They are now 31 games in a row with a home run. Yes. Streak's not over.
No.
It's still alive.
It's the greatest hitting lineup possibly in the history of baseball.
Murderer's Row.
Sorry, look incredible. Wait. Would you just...
Murderer's
you
Row.
Just called them
murderous row.
They're murderous.
They're murderers.
Murderers or murderous?
I hope it's murderous.
I think it's
because
murderous
the Brits
row.
Are not going to root for a team of murderers. I promise you that.
It's murderous row?
It's murderers, I think. Like, you know, like fraternity row,
Jesus.
Greek row, murderers row.
No, you don't throw murderers in with a bunch of frat kids.
I was just thinking of rows.
Murderous
you
row?
You have a noun first.
Death row.
You have a noun first, not an adverb.
Murderous row?
Is it murderous or murderers?
Fish row?
Nice.
We're gonna have to take that to the right.
Salmon row.
Nice. Another row?
Salmon row's incredible.
I said
it
that.
Is.
Think for yourself. You turn your fucking brain on.
It is delicious. But yeah, the Yankees are mashing the ball. And I'm sure that Europe can't wait for the next time baseball comes there. And it's supposed to be Cubs-Cardinals next year.
Oh,
so they're due to see a 1-0 game. That's not going to be the same type of game.
Good pair of teams, but
yeah, they're trying to pick rivalries, and honestly,
in case
you were curious,
I see a bit of a commonality between these two games.
Now we should take a briefcase to New Jersey and pound the over.
By the way, hub of the world, it overtook Vegas.
Well, there you go.
Actually,
yep.
In other news,
you could fight that with Greeny because that's what I was told this morning as I was putting on my socks and pants.
Well, you can damn count on everybody betting on U.S. women.
You're damn right. Nice, Vic.
Because ladies, they can't lose.
They can't stop kicking that ball.
Friday was awesome.
And they're taking on the Brits.
Friday was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Friday was great. Against France.
They were great. Scored early within the first 5 minutes. I think that was the first time, like all of these blowouts, they weren't scoring that early.
No, they were.
We scored one.
They managed to score, like, I think within 15 minutes of every match.
But that was
the fourth minute.
Oh, okay. Within 15.
Don't take my one fact away from me.
Four is within 15.
I understand. It was the earliest goal of all of them. The ones where they won by 13, they didn't score that early.
We played like Thailand, dude.
Yeah.
It was done
this
from
the
tip.
This is the big leagues. Now
this
we're,
is
now
my
we're going
one
against
fact.
The heavy hits.
Okay, your fact is fucking right.
All
good
right,
job.
Good.
Hell yeah.
We can move on.
But the women's, these two played each other in March, and it was a 2-2 draw. So this is a little different than what the U.S. women's soccer team has seen up till now. This is a familiar foe, and someone who we have not dominated. They've got our number. We've got their number. Yes, we're favored, but it's sure to be another nail biter.
And to clarify, if it's a draw, they go to a shootout?
Time. They or
it's
extra time. Time two 15 time, minutes.
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And like you could score, it's not like it's not sudden death.
It's like a mini game.
It's tied after 30.
It's like table
then
tennis.
Then you go to
like
penalties.
Yes,
like,
ping pong.
Yeah. They play ping pong.
But
table tennis.
Hopefully, it doesn't get that far to a tie because actually, you know what? A shootout's always fun. Who doesn't love a good
wait,
shootout?
Wait, are you talking about table tennis?
I actually hate a shootout.
I mean, I hate a shootout, but it's one of the more exciting things.
Yeah, but I thought
it's better than a draw. Imagine like,
a draw is
all right, everyone home.
Like, a draw is terrible. It's just like, it's such a different skill. I always thought that in hockey, too. To go one-on-one, it's like, that's not the game.
I like that. That's a very good... Also, no defense, so you're eliminating half of the field.
Imagine if NBA games... After two overtimes, just went
shot.
To a one on no, like to a one on one.
But at least there's defense in a one on one. There's you have one goalie.
It's
but
not
you,
like it's a dunk contest, and there's like four, five judges
it's,
going.
It's literally
right,
like
show me 50s.
I mean,
it's like a foul shooting contest.
Yeah, it's weird. It is like a foul shooting contest.
We need to write some letters,
totally,
and like get this taken care of.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
But while we're talking about foul shooting, boys, we have reached the part of the episode that we have been dreaming about since last night. At 6 p.m., NBA free agency. This was loaded from Durant to Kyrie to DeAndre Jordan, all teaming up in Brooklyn. I think we should start there. I'll let somebody else jump in because I'm going to spend 10 minutes crying.
I hate to say that I told everyone because I was – honestly, I was hoping I was wrong. That
by
you should
way,
not
hold
have –
hold on, hold on. I'm going to cut you off right there. Hey, Ben, did you hear – did Vic tell you?
All that Vic all that Vic was saying was that all of the news that was coming out, it's never done until it's done, which totally I agree. But when you're a Knicks fan and you hear for 1 second that somebody said that Kevin Durant wanted to even have dinner in New York, that's a story. The fact that Kevin Durant was in New York and picked the fucking Brooklyn Nets was devastating.
Yeah, well, he also had a meeting.
Until we found out that he didn't even need to, it wasn't about picking him. We didn't want him.
He also had a meeting in Southampton and signed with the Warriors. That's nothing.
That's diddly.
That's so different, Vic.
But
he wanted to come to New York.
He didn't even take the max. He gave up money. So DeAndre Jordan, who don't forget, was our starting center last year.
You know why he was there?
Yeah, it's a lure.
To recruit Kevin Durant. You know why Alonzo Trier's there?
Do you know why Derek Fisher was the coach 4 years ago?
Everything. For Kevin Durant.
Everything that couldn't happen happened, and it started with Derek Fisher being a terrible coach, and it wasn't a peaceful parting. Let me just go through the timeline quick, Victor, because for the last 3 months, I've had you in my ear going, it's not over till it's over. It's, you know how annoying it is to be a Knicks fan?
Just,
hey, Durant's looking at the Knicks.
It's not over until,
shut up, dude.
I digress. Vic, you're a fair weather basketball fan. Continue.
I'm not fair weather.
Yeah, you're a Raptors fan right now.
When it comes to the Knicks.
What are you going
to
do when Kawhi's not there? What are you going to do with that tattoo on your chest
with the Raptors and the Big Six on top of it?
Yeah, what about the one that says Philadelphia Eagles, 1998?
Yeah.
I thought you were a Jets fan.
Or the Celtics, 1956.
That's when I was on the Broncos train. John Elway, baby.
And what about Joe's Pizza on Carmine above your ass?
Oh, man.
It's just my whole point throughout this whole timeline, now we're going back.
It's like annoying, though, that you're
that
guy.
I'm not
going
to go back to Derek Fisher. I'm going to go back 2-3 months. He's bought property. He's looking in Third Avenue. He was supposed to be the Knicks. He's got a car lease with a New York address.
He's not looking at Third Avenue, bro. He's not. Go on.
No, he looked at, by the way, third.
Dude, Durant's not looking at
That's when you should have known the report was false.
Oh, did they say third?
No, they did. Dude,
I heard he's not.
He's not playing for Horace Mann. He's playing for the fucking
all right,
Knicks.
Fine. It was Sutton Place. Excuse me.
No! You're not 90. Can you imagine Kevin Durant living in Sutton Place?
Is this your first time in the city?
Yeah.
He was probably looking at...
I mean, you guys aren't aware of the
secret. Where was Kyrie
airport.
Looking? Oh, by the way, Kyrie looking on 72nd Street was also kind of
a
weird...
Sending his kids to a really nice Jewish day school.
Solomon Schechter. Home of the Irvings. Moral of the story, the Knicks fucking suck. I think that I was more heartbroken last night than I was when they didn't get the first pick.
For sure.
And you know how heartbroken I was then. Last night was just, it was a real punch in the gut. It's like you have two, or at least maybe I'm just a delusional Knicks fan, but it seems like you're presented with two options, the same amount of money. One is made of gold and one is made of bronze. And you pick the one that's made of bronze for absolutely no reason. It's like, here, two coins, pick one. The one that's Manhattan, the Mecca, the Garden, or Brooklyn, which isn't even a team. This is the New Jersey Nets.
I got to chime in. I think us Knicks fans are the only ones that keep calling it this, like the Mecca, the best place. These guys still come once, twice, four times a year to play, what, depending on which conference you play in. I mean, are you upset at Durant, though?
Not at all.
I'm not upset at Durant. I'm upset at the Knicks.
How can I be upset at Durant?
Exactly, because look at the team on paper. Dude, this team goes 10 deep.
They can win the championship next year.
I think they need Durant back, but this team built.
I didn't mean next year. I meant when they get Durant.
But this team is built even beyond Durant, and that's now. And they still have young assets. They still have picks. What Sean Marks has done in under 3 years is mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing.
They pulled off the unthinkable. They just got Durant and Kyrie and a formidable center to not only play big minutes, but groom Jared Allen.
Groom Jared Allen. That's exactly what I was going to say. Look at what DeAndre Jordan did to Mitchell Robinson. DeAndre Jordan made Mitchell Robinson look like he could have won Rookie of the Year last year.
Second team all rookie.
Vic, you're looking at me because his PR was through the roof.
I mean, he's not going to win a Rookie of the Year
because he didn't play enough minutes. No, he averaged three and a half blocks a game.
Doncic and Trae Young.
I know, but 3.5 blocks a game in 20 minutes is insane.
To be honest, he couldn't really play. He's like a bad on the ball defender. He fouls. DeAndre helped him become a second. The guy was a bum second rounder who enrolled at Western Kentucky two different times.
Now he's
and now he's going to be a starting center in New York.
Look, I'm
the bad New York team.
Look, we can be set. I am. It's not like I didn't want Kevin Durant to be in a Knicks uniform. I just had extremely, extremely reserved expectations based on the history. We can get upset all we want. Let's focus on what they actually did do, which there are a lot of mixed reviews out there. So what do? They go and get Julius Randle, who we all love.
I love him, and I love the sign.
Is he 22, 23?
Four.
24.
Not a bad contract.
Not 3 years, 63
million. I know it's a different position, but if you look at what Terry Rozier got, which is a shade above 19.
For a backup point guard.
I get Julius Randle. Yeah, different. I think the guard market is a little different, but I just got Julius Randle for 21 a year. And the guy was putting up 20 and 9 this year. I mean, I'm in because 24, and I could keep him for at least 3 years. Groom him with RJ Barrett. That's Mitchell Robinson.
You can keep him for 2 years if he stinks. That's what it is. The Knicks did every single contract they did this offseason prepared us for free agency in 3 years, which is classic Knicks. It's like, oh, in 2023, I get Giannis, and he's not going to come.
I get Giannis's unborn child.
Yeah, which, by the way, sign me up. I'll take him right. Now,
by the way, I'd hate to be a Net fan. We're so locked in for the future.
So locked.
Knicks are gonna kill it.
We're gonna kill it.
Well, they didn't stop there. Taj Gibson. They said let's load up on the front court here.
I mean, yeah, you got to get a homegrown guy, obviously, for $10 million a year. That's what anyone would do. Yep, that's a smart basketball player.
That is how it's done.
Yep.
All right. Then they go and say let's get some shooters here.
And Taj Gibson signed with the Knicks.
So we get
for
Wayne
free
Ellington and Reggie Bullock and. Then we said we finally need a guard, so let's get Elfrid Payton. It's basically a bunch of one-in-one guys, all a bunch of two-year deals. It's something.
I like Elfrid Payton.
I
don't. Everybody says that he sucks. I'm not saying that he doesn't suck. At least there's some competition at the one for Dennis Smith. Frank is absolute trash. At least Dennis Smith needs to work on something and get better so that Elfrid Payton doesn't start over him. Moutier is not there anymore.
I'm not kidding. I would rather TJ McConnell over Elfrid Payton.
I like TJ McConnell. I think he's good.
All right, you like everybody.
You don't think TJ McConnell's good?
I didn't say it wasn't
good. We wouldn't have to pay TJ McConnell $9 million a year like we're paying him.
Yeah, we would.
There's no way.
I think TJ McConnell in this market is $9 million a year.
Let's see what he gets.
Is he a free agent?
Yeah.
Let's put bets on
and
that.
We didn't get
over under nine.
We all like him better. Why did we get him?
I don't know.
Nobody has a problem with
it. By the way,
folks, we're taking it to you over under nine.
Over under $9 million a year for TJ McConnell. I go over.
I'm going to go under, although the mid-level is 9 and change.
Okay, well, so make it 10.
You're looking for a career in the front office in the NBA, and you have the answer to that. Give us a call. We'll send your we'll send anonymous you a resume into the league. But I maybe you'll get a job.
I do want to, you know, I've been thinking Knicks for the last, you know, 27 years, but 32 hours nonstop and being disappointed. I do think it's time to shed some light on some of these other deals and some of these guys that went to really great places. There's some.
Leave the Eastern Conference.
There were some great
wide open
signings in the last, 26 and a half hours. I mean, it's been awesome. Wojbomb is exhausted. I mean, I saw him on ESPN today. The guy's got bags for days.
Yes, he should. He hasn't slept in weeks because if he's not first, he's last.
He is one tired man.
Between him and Lenardi for bracketology and in the bracket bunker, as they like to call it when it's March Madness.
And Shams,
he's got to have some kind of
and
sweet
Shams
setup.
Charania, like a little behind, you know, on Woj bombs. It's like, here's a little Shams.
Shout out to Ramona Shelburne, who has been on
she's
fire.
Killing it for LA.
She's been on
fire. I don't want to leave the East because it's.
Yeah, Vic, go
no, ahead. If it couldn't get any worse than the Knicks, everybody else is getting crazy.
But everyone.
Drop a nice subtle signing.
The Sixers.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Butler's no more. He's moved on to his third team in less than a year.
Yeah, good luck, man.
And he is, I don't know, that's, again, staying in the East. Redick says bye-bye, goes to NOLA.
By the way, I think that's a really big loss for the Sixers because you have the worst shooting point guard in the NBA, and you had a guy that you could literally draw plays for in J.J. Redick, who's also a really nice defender.
It was until they signed probably the best shooting big man in
the
Al Horford
center,
and Josh Richardson.
And the most important thing is
Josh Richardson had multiple times this year where he hit six or more threes in a
It's
game.
A nice recovery. I still think losing J.J. Redick.
But that's
sucks.
The fifth guy, so that's okay because we're not focusing on the new focal point. Well, after Embiid. The more versatile focal point of the offense, which is Tobias Harris,
yep.
5 years, 180, the Long Island product.
That is some fucking contract. I'm not saying that he's not a great player, and I guess the NBA is what it is because we'll talk about Damian Lillard, but he's making $50 million a year, so I guess that Tobias Harris is worth 32 and change a year, but that's a lot of fucking money.
Well, think about who else they have on the roster. They got to keep everybody happy.
That's a lot of money.
And they re-signed Simmons.
By the way, question for you. Who the fuck do they have on the roster? I mean, They've suddenly become a very top-heavy team, as they were a bit last year. But, yeah, they're going to have our boy Mike Scott. And then who?
I think that they're better than
T.J. McConnell
last year.
I have to see it a little bit. But I do like the one thing about Al Horford, other than he could hit threes, is Embiid's not going to give you 82 games. So now I got my starting power forward who could move over to the starting center. And, like, I could go now Tobias at the four, Jay Rich at the three, go small ball, be fast, pass. My center can now pass.
Yeah, that's
my
a good center call.
Basically can now averaged almost a triple double the last 2 years at the Celtics.
And I think
phenomenal.
And
for
I
them.
Think that Embiid. Did you just fart?
Was no, that but sound was? Okay. No, that was my arm.
I was just making sure. Did you fart? Somebody.
What are you? 10 years old?
Shitting here.
Maybe the podcast at the other end of the table.
Christ.
Hey, fellas.
I may have forgotten to apply deodorant.
Fellas, did you guys fart?
Hey, John, in the other room, stop farting. Jesus
Why
Christ.
Are you blowing up Johnny's
spot? It's always
you know
the guy.
Oh, I didn't even mean Johnny. Johnny, I'm sorry. I know that he wasn't you
it
farting.
It took us like 3 weeks to get Johnny
I
back.
I meant John in the other podcast.
It's also always the guy that creates the most hoopla over the fart that like usually, that's like, God, who did that? That's horrible. Oh, my God. God, it's always that guy.
By the way, it absolutely stinks in here.
It does, right? Yeah. It smells like shit.
Just own up to it, Ben.
But back to Al Horford. He's an amazing passing big man. I think that, to your point, him being the five, Embiid should have an amazing year at the four. He can be so much more dominant over fours. You're saying that
I think it's switched around. I think now Al Horford gets to go back to his natural position at the four.
I don't even remember him being a four. He was a four?
In Atlanta, he was.
He's a great five. I think that either
in five within the Celtics, I think he can adapt to any system. And that's what's going to make them the most lethal. And provided we just got word that Kawhi Leonard is leaving Toronto, but we're not sure yet. So it would look to appear that the Sixers and the Bucks are the two top dogs.
Hey, hold your horses. Do not sleep on Indy. I mean, I don't know if they're going to win the East, you know, be the number one seed, but that team is really dangerous. I mean, they got Malcolm Brogdon, who, in my opinion, is the most overlooked free agent this offseason, but they took him from another Eastern Conference powerhouse. So one man's He's not trash, yeah. But you know, it's a it, you know, they won and the Bucks kind of lost, but for the future, the Bucks did get.
You could say one man's one man's penthouse, another man's mansion. I mean, what do we? That's probably the best. that's the best comparison I could give you.
You and Third fucking Avenue, man. I swear, what are you building on Third Avenue?
On Third, real estate.
I see it now. Victor Weberman, penthouse on Third,
real estate.
But yeah, to catch everyone up, Malcolm Brogdon is now an Indiana Pacer. Jeremy Lamb was a really nice pickup.
He's also
by them.
A Pacer?
Yeah. Nice score. They got TJ Warren at the what was that, draft night. I mean, they added a lot of scoring, just waiting for Oladipo to come back. They did lose Bogdanović.
I was just about to say, I think that they lost possibly the most overrated free agent, in my opinion, in Bogdanović. That contract is ridiculous. In case anybody doesn't know, 4 years, $80+ million. No, it's not.
I think it's 73.
It's not. It's 80. I'm pretty sure that it's 82.
I know he was offered 51
from
the Pacers.
You can quote me later. I think it was 4 years, 82. And that contract is insane. The guy can shoot, but he was completely silent in the playoffs. And I think that their additions are defensive minded.
It was 4 years, 73.
Shit. All right. It's still really expensive.
You're welcome.
It's still really
less than 20 a year. And the thing is, you have to remember that the new CBA as of 2 years ago made all this possible. And these absurd
Thank you, Garrett
caps.
Temple.
Garrett Temple. What did he get? 2 years, 10? 2 years, 12?
Yeah, but he's now the MBPA guy. And everyone loves him.
It's a new look for the Jazz. Brand new team. Donovan.
As if they weren't white enough.
Oh, dude.
And if they didn't have enough white shooters, add another white shooter.
Well, they got rid of Jazz. Rubio, and then they got another.
He wasn't a white shooter. Joe Ingles. Allen. Grayson Allen.
He's gone.
Where is he?
You don't
Jesus
remember the trade?
Christ.
He's in Memphis.
Oh, my God.
They kept Dante Exum. They traded Favors, who I think is a really good get for New Orleans. New Orleans loses Anthony Davis and instantly becomes a playoff team in the West.
I'm living in the past. You
wouldn't take Derek Favors?
No, Derek Favors is a Pelican?
Yeah.
When did that
He's
happen?
A bird.
Wow. The Jazz and Pelicans are just throwing left
crazy
and right.
Turn of events. He has turned into a bird.
You see him fly over our heads on the street.
Ricky!
Wow.
I wouldn't say that the Bogdanović is the most overrated. They love him enough. They like what they see, and he's been nothing
he's
but
a really,
spectacular.
He's
for the
a really
Pacers.
Nice player.
It's a lot of money. I'm just looking for comps. Comp him to somebody making $20 million a year right now in these contracts.
Terry Rozier.
I take Terry Rozier.
No way.
I do.
I take Bogdanović.
I mean, they're completely different positions.
You know what? I like what the Kings have done, actually. Very subtle. Corey Joseph to back up De'Aaron Fox. That's
they
a
haven't
real
done much because I don't think they have to.
What is wrong with you? We can talk about Jimmy Butler in Miami. We can talk about Kawhi Leonard. You want to talk about Corey Joseph back up on the Kings?
Yeah, I like it. You get Trevor Ariza.
Great.
You get my boy, Dwayne Dedman.
Oh, sorry. The other overpaid, overrated player that got $20+ million in this offseason is Harrison Barnes.
By the
Speaking
way,
of the Kings.
Awful. I think Harrison.
What has he done?
But
the truth is, they didn't
Trevor
need to really
Ariza,
sign anybody. Most of
they got Harry Giles there, Bagley,
nice
rookie deal.
I
De'Aaron Fox rookie deal.
Bogdanović, the other
Heald,
Bogdanović
deals. God, they're gonna have to pay a lot of people next summer. But that's
Yogi
not even close.
Farrell.
And so let's move
Don't
further
sleep
down.
On the Kings.
I think we need to move further down the coast of California.
I was going to say, talking about the Kings.
I love
enough.
The Kings, man.
For all these swirling rumors. With Kawhi Leonard, and the truth is, I don't even. But sorry, I don't want to go so far down south. We got to mention the other good team in Northern California, which is the Warriors,
who
managed to get D'Angelo Russell. They're going to be without Klay Thompson for a year. 4 years,
117
million. What are you saying?
Lower.
You want to go lower in California?
No, we're not talking about them yet. I like talking about the Warriors. D'Angelo Russell. That
you're
came
looking
out of,
at the guy like he's speaking Spanish.
No, you know.
I didn't want to move south yet.
Vic, that's not your fault. Jack's going over. He's lower. What the hell are you talking about? D'Angelo Russell, that came out of left fucking field. No one saw that coming.
Truth is,
he's a Warrior.
Maybe we should have seen it coming because Klay was going to be out for a year, and
one year. When he comes back, that they can shoot from anywhere. D'Angelo Russell is so good.
He's really good. He's really good. And the year he just had was awesome. But is this kind of feels like the last guy I want to pair up with Steph Curry. Am I wrong?
I think you're wrong.
Yeah,
because
you take talent where you could get it, but am I wrong that
I think they're both one flex twos. I think that either of them can dribble the ball. Either of them can be ball dominant.
I hope they can dribble.
No, but
the ball.
I'm saying they're great passers. They can both come off screens. Like I think that it's the equivalent of CJ McCollum to Damian Lillard, where I feel comfortable with them both handling the ball. You guys don't feel that way?
No, no, no. I think we just have to get better at these analogies.
That's good. But I think McCollum is more off ball than D'Lo is. Like, D'Lo needs the ball.
Steph can be off ball. Imagine Steph off ball. He's never needed to in his career, but him off ball is the greatest off ball shooter of all time.
I did hear the other offer that was made for a D'Lo sign and trade was with the T-Wolves, which was his number one destination on his wish list.
Because he's best friends with Karl-Anthony Towns.
And that would have been a fun pairing, but they would have taken Wiggins back. And if you have to take Wiggins back, it's like a hard no. Do not give me that guy. He's terrible at basketball, and he sucks at everything.
Speaking of the Timberwolves, this goes to show you that everything that you hear in the media is false. Karl-Anthony Towns put up an Instagram story. Sof, I don't know if you guys saw.
Ben's a big fake news guy.
No, it's insane. Every 6 seconds, it's like, Kawhi Leonard locked up in L.A. Kawhi Leonard's going to the Clippers. Karl-Anthony Towns put up an Instagram story of loading, which is D'Angelo Russell is deloading for everybody that doesn't know. I was like, 100% he's going to the T-Wolves.
How sad is it for Karl-Anthony?
So sad. I wonder if he deleted it. He must have deleted it.
He thought his boy was coming to meet him in Minnesota and just like live there in the cold and like win like 49 games.
How good is the feeling of D'Angelo Russell just gets to go to Oracle, a brand new arena with Steph Curry?
Yeah, not Oracle.
The new Oracle.
Chase Center.
Yeah.
Wow. J.P. Morgan, baby.
Wow, they're just buying up arenas.
Well, it's the only thing out there now that the Raiders are gone and the Oakland A's are the Oakland A's. So
it's funny, actually. They own Madison Square Garden, but they don't. Like, they are the Garden, but I guess it's not the Chase Center.
Why own the Garden when you could own the Chase Center?
It's so sick.
Time to move down the coast.
Good for them.
We're going down. What is it? Is it 495? What's the one you take all the way? It's 495. You go all the way up and down.
Yep.
Do that great drive from LA to San Francisco.
You've done the drive?
You get a few of your boys. You get some beers. You're in the car, in and out every hour you make a stop.
It sounds like a lot.
We haven't heard anything yet, but it sounds like
you have some bladder.
It sounds like we're almost there. The sad reality, and this is insanely
fake news.
We've been hearing Kawhi is now almost assuredly going to go to the Lakers. As we're doing this, people.
I'm shutting down the podcast.
If he does something else.
No, that's it. I'm just letting you guys know, if Kawhi Leonard goes to the Los Angeles Lakers, this will be the last episode of the podcast.
I think I'm actually going to cry.
It's not going to happen. I know that you guys are going to call me crazy, just some crazy Knicks fan. If D'Angelo Russell can find a way to go to Golden State, the Knicks can find a way to have some kind of a crazy signing trade. Kawhi Leonard signs with the Raptors. Please, God, don't let him go.
He's an unrestricted free agent. And Ricky Davis, the other day at the Big Three basketball, it's a 3-on-3 tournament of washed up old guys.
By the way, we have to start talking about the Big Three and going.
It's so much fun.
Amazing. Better than the NBA.
Will Bynum's little sham god move the other day. Victory.
I saw that.
Catino Mobley last night. That's great.
Being interviewed, I honestly thought Ricky Davis was on crack when I was watching this. He just goes, Kawhi signed. It's a done deal. I'm like, dude, what are you saying? He's like, he's a Laker. I swear. I seen it. Dude, Ricky, shut up. Like, and now, honestly, Ricky's the plug. My bad, Ricky Davis, the human triple-double.
Ricky Davis is not the plug. This is fake news. Somebody check quickly what's going on in Vegas. I want to know
the big three.
Lakers are plus 600 to get Kawhi Leonard.
No, that was 3 hours ago.
When did Ricky Davis, the plug, say this?
3 days ago.
Okay.
But Big Three just tweeted, as first reported yesterday by the Big Three via an inside scoop by Ricky Davis, Kawhi Leonard is officially a Laker. I don't think they just write officially a Laker.
No! Oh, my God.
It would be really sad if I got breaking news from the Big Three's Twitter about the end.
I just don't understand. And this is going to go back on everything I've come to believe and love about Kawhi Leonard.
Sellout.
No, it's not. No, well, first of all, this was LA was always a possibility because that's where his family's from, Southern California. Basically, his whole family lives there. And to go from Toronto to Southern California is a bit of a trek. So bless his family, whatever. you know, I just...
What are you talking about, his commute?
I'm just thinking about his family. Guys don't want to be
fuck
their
his family.
Family,
man.
This is insane.
Well, there you have it, Knicks fans. Fuck your family, but come play for us and win us titles because we don't care about you or anybody else you love.
Oh,
just come
God.
Here and play because we're that fucking selfish. I just, to me, the Clippers move, I'd be fine with.
It was amazing.
I'd be fine. You want to go play Pat Beverly? Also got a nice deal. You want to go play for Doc Rivers? I don't mind this.
By the way,
you
want
to go to the...
Who else? Who else has that? Like... Why are the Clippers still in this conversation?
Because,
I still
because
don't get it.
It was just because Harkless is great.
Well, no, this is also
what did I say?
Harkless.
Sorry,
who's just traded? Well, it's, he was just traded twice.
He's
today.
Not. He's well, not great.
It was also
Harrell is great.
Oh,
Lou Williams
Harkless
is great.
Is there too now.
Oh yeah. See, I was right.
That's hilarious.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's good. No, these guys
promising.
Are
promising. Let's say promising.
Zubats.
Dude, listen to who you're saying.
Okay, I'm just saying I'm just saying they almost beat the Warriors.
The only reason almost
Doc Rivers should have won Coach of the Year.
Where?
Where what?
Yeah. When?
Yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah. You just gotta...
My letter! He's a Laker.
You just gotta stop.
We just need him back in
you're
Toronto.
You're doing it right now.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know why
I'm in shock.
I want it, but like I need him back in Toronto. I just need...
You need him not to go...
To LeBron,
because once he goes to LeBron, they win a championship, obviously. Like, I don't even...
And he starts becoming this talkative asshole. Like, he just will become this pompous douche.
They couldn't be less... how could they possibly coexist? They are on complete opposite sides
Leonard.
Of the spectrum.
How is it...
So what's going to happen to Kawhi?
He's going to be fine.
It's going to be board man no more. He's going to lose everything about Kawhi.
Look,
he's
just going to suck, and it's going to be annoying. I just want
like
to know
how they...
I want to know
he's
what
be
the...
be a monster.
I want to know what
Jam
the turning too. Point was, because there was... By the way, he would be able to... Actually, no, he wouldn't be able. No, he would be able to, because he's not under Nike. I still forget what the deal was.
New
why
balance.
LeBron couldn't get all the... No, but the reason LeBron couldn't get stars in the film was because some people were contractual.
Yeah,
who cares? Anyways, the whole point of Clippers almost beat the Warriors, that doesn't do it for me. The Clippers had almost coached here, that doesn't do it. What does it for me is all those reports that were, if Kawhi's going to go somewhere, that isn't the Raptors, it's going to be because he's the main guy. He's the main dude. He's the focal point. He's not going to team up. He's not doing a super team. That's what all these reports were.
You know,
that's
that
why he'd go
like.
To the Clippers.
You know what that sounds like. I don't. We haven't touched upon him yet. Jimmy Butler syndrome. I mean, the guy just will do anything to have a team.
Well, that's because he
for
hates
his own.
Everyone.
He turned down a max deal in Philly.
Jimmy Butler is...
it's hilarious.
Jimmy Butler is terrible. Jimmy Butler is a loser.
Do I have
disagree.
To say it again? Third team in less than a year.
He's not
that's
good.
That's insane.
He's not good.
I do think third team in less than a year, he's becoming a bit of a problem. It's like, you're in Philly, you were there 75% of the season and you're upset. I mean, they put more guys around you. You needed to go to Miami. They could build a team around you. This team doesn't have money to spend. Like, what more do you want?
You also don't want to build a team yeah. around Jimmy
and
Butler.
I know, but that's what Jimmy Butler wants.
No, I know, but it's just they're not going to win. He should have gone to LA. He could have won in LA. He's a great piece, good defender, off but like more off ball than Kawhi Leonard.
Why are we looking out for the Lakers? Stop having compassion.
It's so sad.
They've got Anthony Davis. They got LeBron James. They got
Troy Daniels.
The problem.
Troy
I saw
Daniels.
That, what was it, 2 years, $4 million.
Yeah, nice sign. He's a really
one
good
year's
shooter.
Two.
It doesn't matter.
You surround
Kawhi
him.
Leonard, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis can be playing with the two homeless people that we saw walking in and still win.
What, that guy played at University of Boulder.
He actually walked on at Syracuse.
Fuck yeah, he
Jim
did.
Boeheim. If you can put that on your resume.
Guy behind him was Ricky Davis.
How do I get... By the way, they fired Luke Walton so they could bring him back as a player.
By the way, they didn't fire Luke Walton. Luke Walton secured a deal with the Kings. Well, we're just never leaving
Hell
the state
yeah.
of California.
Sacktown.
He secured a deal before he even got out of the locker room. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But they do have a great coaching staff. It's going to be so hard to root for Kawhi Leonard, who's... As we couldn't stop marveling.
What do you mean so hard to root for him?
They were the...
Who are you kidding,
He was the
Victor?
Number one
You're
darling.
You're a Laker fan.
I'm a Kawhi fan. And if this is really what he wants to do, I don't understand it. I don't like it. I don't approve of it, but I'll accept it.
You are never allowed to make fun of me for not having an NFL team because you truly
I'm
don't even
I
have an NBA player. We get it. You were a Kobe Bryant fan. He retired and now latched on to
Kawhi
Leonard for
Bryant
one year
fan.
And... Jesus Christ.
You think Kobe's done? He's ready to come out of retirement.
Is Kawhi really on the Lakers? I'm sorry. I can't think of anything else.
Well, it's not official yet. Could be official.
But the big three broke it.
By the time you're listening to this at home, folks, we are praying it's fake news. We're praying he has a change of heart. I don't know what happened with the Clippers. Everyone thought it was the Clippers automatically. It's to me, it's mind-boggling. I'm so upset.
Kevin Looney back to the Warriors.
We are...
It's right, it's Kevon Looney. And that is a good signing for them. I think he's a really good piece. And he's a good starting center. Let's talk about this. We haven't heard one peep out of DeMarcus Cousins' camp.
I like what he's doing. If you're not going to sign in like the first big wave, let it simmer. Let's see where the chips fall.
Is he going to get like Carmelo Anthony?
You know what I think it is? I think if the Lakers don't get Kawhi, they go get DeMarcus Cousins.
Oh, my God. What if he does this again where he signs a $1 million deal with the Lakers?
Like after Kawhi?
Like after Kawhi. He does it again.
Like suddenly he's bounced now from two mega teams.
And he can't win a championship. He just goes there, takes no money, and wins no rings.
He can't win playoff games. He was just in his first playoff series, and then he got hurt.
Can you imagine a team of Kawhi, LeBron, AD, and Boogie? It's not that far-fetched given the fact that he went to Golden State for no money.
I was about to say, we just saw him in Golden State with Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green.
And Andre Iguodala.
And an established bench.
The team just fell apart. They just suffered too much.
They literally broke. Bones break, people. So do dreams.
Bones broke.
And hearts.
Thomas Bryant signed a 3-year deal with the Washington Wizards. And with that, I'd like to talk about some guys that were overpaid. $25 million for 3 years, I think, is absolutely insane. The Knicks.
We call these guys bank robbers.
Yeah.
These guys are just, robbed the bank.
The guy averaged, I think it was 10 points on maybe 20 minutes a game with the Wizards.
Is Dwight still there?
I've been trying to figure this out.
Dwight is still on the Washington Wizards. He is. He rode the bench all year, but he is 100% still.
Well, that's why you go get your man in Thomas Bryant.
You go out there and you find your fucking dog.
Jonas Valanciunas, $45 million.
I don't hate it.
Over 3 years.
I don't hate it.
By the way, what's
a year?
Oh, sorry. The opposite of a bank robber. Somebody that got fucking robbed. Derrick Rose's agent should be fired.
By the way, I looked at that. I'm like, this guy had a 50.
He had the best year he's had since he won MVP. He looked amazing last year. How good?
He's getting two for 15.
And how good are the Pistons? Could be good. We're not talking about the Pistons. No, they won't.
Although Blake Griffin is a stud.
I'm saying Blake, Drummond, Derrick Rose,
my boy Bruce Brown,
Luke Kennard. I can't even believe I said Luke Kennard.
team sucks.
Yeah, the team's terrible.
But Ish Smith signed with the Wizards. Now his 11th NBA team.
Good for him. How many of you can name those teams? He's going for the Jason Terry Award, the journeyman, the true journeyman.
I know that he was definitely on the Grizzlies. Was he on the Grizzlies?
I think that's one of like seven teams that he wasn't on.
Yeah.
Pistons, Hornets, Rockets. I feel like Magic. Everyone's done time.
And I feel like the Blazers and Clippers got in there at some point.
I just want to hear him talk about the Bible. Don't you? I feel like Ishmael Smith gives a great Dvar Torah. or is in layman's terms, a sermon. I feel like he just like is spitting Bible verses.
Sermon.
I'm here. I'm Ishmael Smith. And I'm going to talk to you guys about Breishit.
But I do also like what the Celtics did. I mean, they lost two big fish. Arguably their two best players other than Jason Tatum, and I think they rebounded pretty well. I mean, they gave Kemba the deal that Kemba wanted. I can't really blame the Hornets because you get Kemba, a guy who stood by the franchise the last 8 years, and you get ripped on for giving Kemba so much money. But the reason they couldn't give him money is because guys like Marvin Williams and fucking Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
Talk about bank robbers.
And Nick Batum.
And Nick with this team.
Batum. He's the biggest bank robber.
That is the worst team in the NBA.
It's terrible. It is. It's the worst team in the NBA.
And the Celtics rebounded pretty well. I mean, they go get Kemba Walker, and they just got Cantor. And you know what? They're going to make one last – if they could keep Marcus Morris,
and Tatum and Brown.
A pretty decent offseason.
Hayward's not going anywhere either.
Yeah, you're damn right. With that leg, he's not very quick.
This is a great segue into winners and losers of – so far of the 36-hour offseason. I think that the Celtics have to be a winner. I completely agree with you. You lose a top two point guard in the NBA and you recover. You're looking at me. You don't think Kyrie Irving's top two point guard in the NBA?
Top two?
Three?
What are you, nuts?
Let's name him.
I want Lillard.
Go. I don't want Lillard.
I want Lillard.
Why? He hasn't won anything.
And I want Stephen Curry.
Case yeah, closed. I want Curry one, Kyrie two.
I want Lillard.
You want a loser over a winner?
Not a loser.
Yeah, he is. He hasn't won anything. That makes you a loser.
Dude.
Who are you? Who are you at, Jennifer, who said win one series? They got to the Western Conference. We just did this last week. They got to the Western Conference Finals, and they lost to the Warriors.
You know what
them a break.
You know what the answer to you is? Look at what Kyrie did with his own team. He divided everyone. It became a toxic environment. Damian Lillard is now going back for the biggest contract in the league.
I love Damian Lillard.
Games in the West.
I'm just saying that it's...
I want Lillard because I know what I'm going to get. I'm going to get a leader. I'm going to get a guy that makes everyone better. And I'm going to get a guy that's not going to leave when he's pissed off.
So then you clearly think that the Trailblazers are winners.
Thank you, Ben. You know, I actually think the Trailblazers did a great job with the Kent Bazemore deal, thinking that Rodney Hood might leave. That Rodney Hood deal is robbery on the part of the Blazers. What a deal to get Rodney Hood 2 years, $16 million.
It's weird that you said that because I think Rodney Hood sucks.
I don't think he sucks.
Yeah, I don't think he sucks. He actually if I could get him off the bench
to spell...
It's a cheap contract.
Maybe a Bazemore.
Though.
It's a cheap contract.
Right.
And then they just grabbed our boy Super Mario. I mean, yeah, they lose Enes Kanter. They just grabbed Hassan Whiteside.
By the way, it's Enes. It's not Penis Kanter. They lost Penis Kanter.
Enes.
Penis Kanter.
This is like tomato, tomato. You say Enes.
It's very different. Tomato and tomato don't sound like private.
The best part of the Whiteside thing is Yusuf Nurkic can be rehabbing what was, I mean, one of the. I can't even describe the word. It was absurdly graphic leg injury. I can never relive. Almost as bad as the Conjuring last night. I mean, oh my God, that was a horror story by itself. The only winner I'm going to say, and this is going to, before the two of you, I need to get security in here. Dallas Mavericks, I got to give it to you. They go out, they get Goran Dragic to pair.
By the way, that deal fell through.
It did? Wait, when did that fall through in the end?
When they couldn't afford him.
Well, once again, I was too busy watching the Conjuring. I don't know what's going on in the world. I think it's day and night. Night is day.
They're still great. I wish nothing but the worst for Kristaps Porzingis.
But last bit, speaking of guys you can't, as I was telling you guys off the air, the Suns signed Ricky Rubio, and they actually don't have like much. U.S. tender. They don't have currency to pay him.
They'll pay him in euros.
IOUs.
The Suns are just sitting on so much college talent. You expect at some point they're going to be good.
We're waiting. D'Lo would have been a really nice signing for them to pair him up with his boy Devin Booker. Yeah, I mean, what are they doing? Devin and the Magic. Sometimes I just wonder. Like,
I have no idea.
The point guard is a very important position.
I have no idea what they're doing.
Wait, so Dragic is still in Miami?
Yes.
All right, Miami, full steam ahead.
For tonight.
I mean, I don't know why.
South Beach. Let's go to 11. Speaking of going places.
Yeah.
We turned to our direct messages on, sorry, we turned to our Instagram stories on the Schwitz Instagram channel, which if you don't follow, you really should be following us at the Schwitz. And we asked, what are you guys throwing on your grill this July 4th? And before we dive in, Vic, I want to know what you're throwing on your grill this July 4th.
I mean, the ultimate item is always the lamb chops. You know, when they come out at weddings, I grab the server. I say, hey, you let me know when this tray's coming out again because I need double, triple. Give me them all day and night.
Do you put on the mint jelly? Are you a fan of the mint jelly on the lamb chops?
I like them just the way they are. I'm also a big hot dog guy.
Hot dogs.
And a burger cooked medium rare.
I once saw Victor put six hot dogs vertically into his mouth at one time. It was quite a sight.
I think that you're referencing a porno.
Victor Slam Six. Is that a porno or is that another weekend?
It's called falling asleep at the pool.
What am I throwing on?
What are you throwing on the grill in deep in Jersey?
Real deep? You guys have been over for a nice July 4th. We know how to do it. We love America. Definitely, I'm a huge burger guy. I love slicing up a couple avocados as well, making a little avocado mash, throwing that on my burger.
You're throwing avocados on the grill?
No,
the after California my style, it just shit.
After my
shit.
Grill,
the answer is what are you? The question is what are you putting on the grill?
Burgers, okay. Burgers and Johnsonville brats.
Okay,
that's bratwurst. Not like a couple of brats.
That sounds great.
Bratwurst.
Honestly,
did you say brats?
And salami, cutting up salami, dousing it in fucking barbecue sauce with honey mustard. You know,
I like the good old fashioned spicy brown. Give me some deli mustard.
But like cool the action. Wait, do you mean Dr. Brown's the soda?
No, and no, spicy no. Mustard.
Salami
are you
and mustard.
Throwing a by the way, soda you're throwing the grill.
Totally. What the question is about the grill.
No, but we're talking about once the salami's on there, you take it off. What are you putting on top?
Ken's honey mustard.
But you tip on top of the gratuity.
Ben, what are you putting on you massive cow?
Everything.
Nice.
Everything.
Right on cue. Nice.
I'm putting on skirt steak.
His
I'm putting
sister.
On T-bones. I'm putting on ribeyes.
Check.
Everything is incredibly keto season. Wow. This is the most keto things. Season holiday. No, hot dogs, of course. A little sausage. I love grilling up the salamis, the Hebrew National. You slice it up nice. You get a nice grill.
By the way, you make an absolute mess wherever you go in July.
And I make really
don't forget your famous grilled onions.
I make really
I love grilled onions.
Throwing some onions. You throw it on a burger, you throw it on
a
steak.
Our responses were far better than ours, so I'm just going to read a couple. From Guy Tico, G-U-I-T-I-K-O. He's throwing Scott Perry on the grill. That is the GM of the New York Knicks.
Right there with you, sister.
That is,
by the way, the responses didn't stop there. Some guy said James Dolan.
Yeah, as he should be. Who said James Dolan?
This guy, at Aaron Yag. It's a silent H at the end.
Oh, Aaron.
It's a Y-A-G-H.
Aaron Yag.
This one's good. Orr Powers, Mike Kyrie jersey. Scurzy, a sacrificial virgin.
Wow, that's
right there with you.
That is weird.
Sounds like you're about to do time.
We should probably block that guy. Caitlin Air D said all of my Mets jerseys. We didn't really talk about the Mets, but the Mets and Yankees are playing this weekend.
And I think the better question is, why the hell would we talk about the Mets?
Because they have a good rookie, but really the worst organization. Sorry, the second worst in sports behind the New York Knicks. Lauren J. Cologne, are you related to Bartolo Cologne? Let us know if you are. She said the Knicks franchise.
I like this little play on words by Lizzie Lou. Grilled de Blasio.
Oh.
Ooh, not seared, not billed, grilled.
By the way.
Not sautéed.
No.
I haven't spoken about it with you guys, but I assume you know.
No, we know.
Yeah, we know.
Bill the criminal has ruined this city.
We all share the same views. We just don't continue to rant. And broadcast.
Yeah.
Everyone knows he's horrible.
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 You know what I love? And not that we're going to go off topic too much. It has nothing to do with politics with him. If you're Democrat, if you're Republican, you hate Bill de Blasio.
Well, if you live in New York.
He's just a crook. Ugh. All right. But I digress. A nice piece of salmon. Chloe Fu. Hashtag keto season. No, that is hashtag mercury season, Chloe. We're staying away from the fish on the 4th.
Chloe, just about anything would have been better than just a piece of fish on the grill. For July 4th. Canadian, and today was your day. You could have thrown a piece of salmon on your day.
Yeah. This next one just, it upsets me in every way. It upsets me in a New York way, a patriotic way. Tofu in all caps with an exclamation point, and then they have the chutzpah, right? Veggie season.
Aubrey Lynn.
Let me explain.
Aubrey Lynn.
Aubrey Dot Lynn.
There's nothing season about tofu.
This is patriotism at its finest. You got a grill, you got beers, kegs. I don't know what else you got. You got the funnel going out. You got it hanging from the roof down to the ceiling. Everyone's going crazy. Girls in bikinis. And you say, who wants some grilled fucking tofu? There is nothing more un-American than that. It is chutzpahdik, and I will not stand for it.
Chutzpahdik.
I won't stand for it.
I won't stand
for
it.
Get a piece of meat on there.
Get some fucking meat. Speaking of meat, that is our show, folks. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Again, we are The Schwitz. You can follow us at The Schwitz on Instagram. You can follow and join our private Facebook group. We are still accepting new people.
I'm sending out mass invites tonight, so everybody check your Facebook for the first time in 2.5 years.
To The Schwitzers. When you check your Facebook for the first time 2.5 years, we're fucking active on The Schwitzers.
We are. Most people Facebook. Are not.
Good. Well, they should be at The Schwitzers. And you can join us. We found out our Twitter handle is @TheSchwitzPod. pod. It's currently under a bit of construction, so you won't see much going on there. And if if you happen to know the owner of At The Schwitz, feel free to send him a flaming pile of dog shit to his door.
He lives on Third Avenue, so everyone just send shit to the entire avenue.
Yep, him and Kevin Durant. They're bunking.
They're residents of Third Avenue.
And be sure to get some damn meat on your grill. None of this tofu crap. I had to get it out there one more time. I couldn't.
Some good old American lager. Shit.
By the way, get some seafood on there. Shrimp, lobster. I don't know. Whatever. It's great fish out in Montauk. I know I'll be out there this weekend.
Jesus Christ.
Is that where you're going?
Maybe.
Yikes.
Keto season.
Sorry, we can't all go to Israel. Give it to me again.
Keto season.
All right.